The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Let's talk with Jay and Mickey about what lies ahead this weekend. Morning, chaps.
Morning, fellas.
Morning, gents.
Okay, Christmas trees, let's get it out of the way. The papers are still covering Christmas tree gate today. Mickey, how can Evertonians get so upset about the colour of a Christmas tree?
It's mental, isn't it? It's the world of social media, isn't it? And, you know, obviously on Twitter, everyone has got idiots, unfortunately, and it's just mental. It just, you know, it beggars belief. But saying that, I've got a blue Christmas tree, so...
You've not?
Of course I have.
Got no hint of red in your Christmas tree?
No, not a hint, mate. It's completely all blue.
You've just contradicted yourself. Jay, what is this man all about, Jay?
Well, it just shows you, doesn't it, what they like, doesn't it? Bitter as ever, aren't they?
I can't believe that, Mickey. If I might buy you something red for Christmas, just
right,
to see
gonna,
if you'll
I'm
keep
gonna,
it.
Give me, I'm going to tweet you my Christmas tree after the show, pal, after we've done this.
Right, I want to have a look at this. This isn't good enough. Right, OK, let's get on to the weekend's action. For Everton, there's a huge one with Manchester United, but at least it's not Wayne Rooney, because that would have been an absolute nap that he would have scored in that game.
Yeah, it was coming one, I think he'd need two goals, doesn't he, to for the record, and... Yeah, I'm glad, I suppose, that he picked up that yellow card during the midweek game. Because I think he's found out a bit of form as well. You know, he's sort of, you know, he's struggling a bit for England, and I think he was struggling a little bit for form from the start of the season. But I think the last couple of weeks, he seems to be a bit more like himself. So, it's a bit of a blessing, really, that he's gone missing. But I suppose they're going to replace him with either, you know, probably maybe Martial, who obviously was on fire during the week. So it's not going to be an easy game.
What do Everton need? Because there seems to be a fair bit of discontent at the moment about the performances. They start slowly in games. They don't have much of an attacking option. What do you want to see this weekend that will really restore the faith a bit, Mickey?
Most of all, Steve, a little bit of fire in the belly and a little bit of desire on the pitch. That seems to be what's lacking at the moment. Talked with the lads on the Blue Room during the weekend. We, you know, all in agreement that for whatever reason, they just sort of haven't got going. You know, we had a decent start to the season, and then I think it was ever since we put out a bit of a second string against Norwich in the Cup that, you know, things have sort of gone downhill since. And as I say, we've had a couple of, you know, performances-wise, you know, even the games that we've won, we haven't started them well. We've had to come from a goal down, so it's important that we, you know, get some kind of reaction. I think we were looking for a reaction after the Chelsea game, but we just don't seem to have it. But if you can't get up for a game against Man U it's going to be a 4 o'clock kickoff on a Sunday, then we'll never get up for the game. So it's important, as I say, that we beat them to the punch, because they're under pressure as well. Obviously, you know, with everything that's going on with Jose at the moment, they're not pulling up any trees. So I think they're there for the taking, but it's important that we're out the traps fast.
Jay, have you been surprised with how Everton have struggled of late without a win in nine?
A little bit, because they did start the season quite well, and obviously Ronald Koeman's a good manager, and I always thought last season Everton underperformed a little bit with the group of players that they had. I mean, I heard a few of them in the summer saying that you're probably going to challenge for top four, but you know, that was never going to be the case. It's all about stability in his first season, and obviously now he's struggling a little bit, isn't he? And you know, the table doesn't lie, but they're not too far away really in terms of placing, but they're quite far behind in terms of points, aren't they? So it's quite important now. They've got a couple of tricky home games coming up. They've got United, Arsenal and Liverpool as well on the horizon. So they've got a couple of tough home games. But if they can get a couple of wins in them games, you know, you just never know. It can be turned around, can't it? And I'm sure they'll do a bit of business in the January transfer market too.
That derby doesn't feel too far away, Mickey.
It doesn't. No, as Jay said, it is on the horizon there. And I think the last thing we need is to go into that game, you know, void of any confidence. So it's important that, as I say, that we can, you know, string a couple of results together. And as Jay said again, you know, it does only take one result to sort of change the mindset of people. But as I say, we know we've got the derby coming up, and Liverpool are full of confidence, aren't they, at the moment. So it's going to be tricky, but it's the old cliche, it's a derby, that form goes out the window and anything can happen. So I just have to keep telling myself that.
What young players would you put in, Mickey?
Oh, well, it's Tom Davis, isn't it? You know, that's the name.
Just Tom, is he the certainty that you'd put in, and everyone else would have a question mark?
Well, he's just that he's been playing, you know, when he's come in, Steve, he's done a great job. He's, you know, obviously come on to sort of the latter end of the Chelsea game and was man of the match. You know, the games that he's come on as sub, he's made an impact. And, you know, we have been struggling. You know, Aaron Lennon, for me, you know, his place is definitely under threat. And, you know, you could even look at Mason Holgate there, you know, down at right back, because, you know, Sheamus hasn't been the best this year either. So it's I think the reason the fans are saying is that we need something to ignite, you know, the team, or, you know, even to ignite the stadium. And nothing does that better than, you know, a local lad coming on and playing well, as Jay will tell you. You know, midweek, Liverpool had the young boy who come on and scored for them. So I think that's what we're looking. We're looking for something to get our season going again. And it just might be one of the kids.
Yeah, Ben Woodburn grabbed a whole load of attention. I mean, look, Trent Alexander-Arnold did as well, and Ovi Ejaria, but Ben's the one who's got most of it, hasn't he, Jay, this week? And it doesn't half get you excited when your football club produces a talent and you think, wow, could he go on to be something special?
Well, yeah, it's always nice, isn't it, to have enough, you know, a talent in your team that's come through the ranks. I mean, Liverpool have had it over the years, haven't they, with McManaman and Owen and Fowler and obviously Gerrard and Carragher as well. But like at this point in time, I've been struggling a little bit. So it was nice in midweek for Alexander-Arnold to, you know, come into the team. And he was man of the match, wasn't he? He was fantastic. A great ball in for the Origi's goal. And then, of course, the young kid coming on, you know, our youngest ever goal scorer now, isn't he? 17 years of age and, what, 45 days, I think it was, something like that. He broke Michael Owen's record. And, you know, it's just fantastic. I mean, I know a couple of the lads at the academy, and they were saying to me in the summer, Woodburn and Alexander-Arnold are the two that they've really got high hopes for at the club, and you think they're going to have a future. And, you know, it's proven that way at the moment, isn't it? But, you know, like I say, because they're only young, you don't want to get carried away, do you? It's quite important to keep them grounded. And, you know, I'm sure their time will come again throughout the season. But the problem with Liverpool this season, they're not in Europe, so we've got less games, haven't we, than we normally have. So, you know, these opportunities are few and far between, really, aren't they? It all depends on injuries. And at the moment, Liverpool have got a few injuries, but I don't think either of them will be there on Sunday against Bournemouth, to be honest.
Yeah, you might not see these lads again. You might not. They might not get any more first-team action with the way the fixtures add up. Well, what about Bournemouth this weekend?
Well, Bournemouth are the type of side, aren't they, where they'll play football with you. You know, Eddie Howe's done a great job there. And when you play like a lower table team, normally they're quite combative, aren't they? And they sort of like they're in your face and they play a certain way to try and get themselves out of trouble. Bournemouth are totally the opposite, aren't they? They play football and they have a little, you know, they have a go at you, don't they? And I thought they performed very well at the Emirates against Arsenal, to be honest, last Sunday. And they were unfortunate, really, weren't they, to lose that game, because they should have definitely have had a penalty. And Arsenal only scored the third goal late on. So, you know, I'm sure it'll be a tough game. I mean, Liverpool are missing Coutinho, aren't they? And I know Lallana potentially could be back. And, you know, obviously Firmino as well seems like he's going to be able to play as well. But Liverpool could, you know, you just never know, do you? There's no easy games in the Premier League. And like I say, with losing Coutinho, he's the little creative spark in the side. So I think it is important to get Lallana back in that team. But you'd like to think Liverpool will have a little bit too much for them, and it should be another 3 points for the Redmen.
Boys, fingers crossed for both our sides this weekend. Have a brilliant one.
All the best, chaps.
Take care.
Cheers, lads.
Mickey and Jay there. Fan Friday returns next week.
Steve Hothersall's kick-off. This is Radio City Talk.